More evidence today about the case of a child allegedly illegally strip-searched at a New South Wales music festival. The state's police watchdog has heard from the senior officer who conducted that search. The officer can't be identified for legal reasons, but she claimed she can't recall conducting the search, even though her name was recorded on the police report. Well, yesterday, the inquiry heard evidence from the 16-year-old girl who was the subject of that search. PM's Julia Holman was at today's hearing. Julia, hello. A frustrating afternoon for the Commission, trying to prompt the memory of this senior constable. She couldn't remember this allegedly illegal search?
That's right, Linda. Yes, this officer, who is a senior constable, and we can't give you her name, she told the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission that she was working with the drug dogs at the 2018 Splendour in the Grass Festival. But even though her name is on the police report that recorded the details of this strip search of the 16-year-old girl, a search, Linda, which, by the way, didn't find any drugs, the police officer repeatedly told the inquiry that she didn't recall conducting the search. The Chief Commissioner was clearly frustrated at the repeated comments of "I don't recall" from the officer. Michael Adams at one point said it was only last year when he was pressing unsuccessfully to get details from the officer. The senior constable did admit, however, that if she had conducted the search, that it did not follow proper processes because she didn't take any notes at the time, and that was only done hours later when she was back at the police station.
Now, New South Wales Police can only conduct strip searches of minors in very particular circumstances. Were those circumstances met in this case?
Well, again, because the officer said she couldn't recall doing the search, she wouldn't give a definitive answer. However, it's illegal to strip search children in New South Wales unless they have a support person there and if there is an urgent and serious need for it. But the officer today admitted that it was difficult to see how this threshold would have been met in this case. The senior constable was also pressed about why she would have conducted the strip search without a support person being there. And the police officer said perhaps she didn't realise that the girl was underage. The chief commissioner asked her, wasn't it vital to ask how old the girl was? And the officer responded, in hindsight, yes. She did admit to having conducted strip searches of minors in the past, and she gave graphic details of how these searches are conducted. We're going to hear more evidence tomorrow from this officer, so we're hoping to get a little more clarity on her exact role in this case.
And earlier today, another police officer admitted that strip searches he conducted were possibly illegal as well.
Yes, another senior constable, and again, we're unable to name him. He admitted that 19 searches that he conducted at last year's Splendour in the Grass may have been illegal. In New South Wales, the fact that a dog identifies you as possibly carrying drugs, that's not enough of a reason to conduct a search. There has to be an urgent and serious need for anyone to be subjected to a strip search. The officer admitted that none of the searches he conducted met the threshold and therefore could be unlawful. He told the inquiry that the whole process had been a massive learning experience, and the Chief Commissioner, Michael Adams, did ask if police officers at the festival were just taking a punt when they strip search patrons. The officer replied no, but yesterday we heard that of the 143 people who were strip searched at that festival, only 12 were actually found to be carrying drugs.
Julia Holman, thank you very much. Our reporter at that hearing today, Julia Holman.